We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Gemara, Abachilkiya Babre Bichoini Hamagel Hava. The grandson of Choyne Magel, his name was Abachilkiya, a very choshev yid. Chimitzach Amal Mitro, when the world needed rain, have Meshad Rabban Lagabe, the Rabban used to send to him to daven for rain. Ubay Rachman was Mitro, he's daven and rain came. Zimlechada, one time, Itchach Amal Mitro. They needed rain. The world needed rain. Shad the Rabbanon zugur the Rabbanon lagabei. The Rabbanon sent a pair of tamid chacham to him to ask him to daven for rain. The boy Rachman is mitre. There's a time he needed rain. They sent a pair of Rabbanon go to Abba Chilkiya to ask him to daven for rain. Ozel lebeis. They went to his house. Vayashchu. He wasn't in his house. Ozel v'davri. Went to the field to look for him. Vayashchu dava karofik. They found he was digging in a field. Yovel yisham. And he said, "Hey, shalom lechem, Abba Chilkiya." Well, ash v'le ape. And Abba Chilkiya, on top of Gimel Beis, he did not even turn his face. He didn't look at them and answer them. Bepanya. So he waited the whole day until he finished working. Bepanya. When he finished working, Kavaman Kitzivi, when he was collecting the wood to bring home, Dorot Tzivi, he put on one shoulder the wood and the hoe that he used, the shovel he used to work, and he wrapped up the sweater he was wearing and put that on the other shoulder. The whole way he wasn't wearing shoes. And there's all these interesting things that watching him, and the Maharaj will soon explain, Abba Chilkiya will explain all these different actions he did. You know, just keep chesed. First of all, he didn't answer Shalom Aleichem when they said hello to him. Second of all, he put the wood and the shovel on one shoulder and his sweater on the other shoulder. And kula orkal yisayim asani. The whole way he wasn't wearing shoes. Kimot lamay yisayim asani. When he got to the water, he put his shoes on. Kimot lhismahigi. When he reached thorns, the little lamane, he picked up the bottom of his clothing so it shouldn't get ripped by the thorns, even though his feet were getting ripped. Kimot lamasa. And then he got to the city. Nafka dvisula ape. His wife came out to greet him. Kimakashta, all dressed up like going to achasana. She came dressed up with tachshitim to greet him. Kimot lebeis, and he got to the house. All of Vesubereisha, he let his wife go in first. Vahod aliyu, and then he went in. Vahod al rabbanon, then he invited the peer of rabbanon inside. Yosef, he sat down to eat. Bekarach rifta, he broke bread. Vlomle rabbanon, two kruchi, he didn't invite them to eat with them. Paul rifta yinuka, he had two children there, and he gave out bread to his children. Like a shisha chada, to the older child, he got one piece of bread. Uluzot retrei, and the small child got two pieces of bread. Amar lahulud vesu, he said to his wife. He's whispered to his wife, I know these tzaddikim here, these tamid chacham here came because there's no rain. Nisik le'igra, let's go up to the roof, and let us daven to Hashem to bring rain. Hashem will list us to bring rain. And we won't have to be machzik tiva because he never asked us for rain. They never asked for rain. Well, rain will happen by itself. So this way, you know, he whispered, let's go up daven before they even ask us anything. Sakul Igra, go up to the roof. Come Yubichada Zivasa, one of them stood in one corner of Yubichada Zivasa, like Rivka Yitzchak to Rasha Shtalsum. One was in one corner, the one corner, Kadam Siluk Anonim Hach Zivasa Vizum. The cloud, the rain came from, started in the corner where the wife was davening, to show that it came with Schus the wife. Kinokis came down, Omar Lahu, Amayas Rabbanah, said, why did you come? Amorle, they answered, Shadar the Rabbanon, Gabi Demar, the boy Rachman Mitra. The Rabbanon sent us to you to daven for rain. Amorle, he says, Gavaldik, Baruch HaMalkoim, Shichra Eschem, La'ab HaChalkia. It's Baruch Hashem, you don't need us. You don't even need me, because it rained anywhere without me. You don't even need me. But they knew that wasn't the truth. Amorle, Yedin the Mitra Machas Maradas. I know it came because of you. We're watching the whole show, we know it came because of you. Hello. Leimalon Mar, Hani Milit Milon. But please explain us what was going on, all these funny isnagas that you were doing that didn't look like it was even like Derech Eretz. And you know, some of the things were a little bizarre. And I want to learn from you. We learn from the way Tamid Chacham do things. We want to learn from you, from Tzaddikim. My time, first of all, my time, Yavinu Lamar Shalma, when we gave you Shalom Aleichem, you didn't answer us, you ignored us. I'll tell you why. Skir Yoyim Abay. I was working by the hour. Va'amino lo ifkar, and I said I'm not gonna. I can't stop because that's a shiloh of Geneva, so I can't even stop. I kept on working. Loshen ifkar Rashi is like loshen yom with the pagro, which means like a day off. You don't want to have a day off. You don't want to make any hefsik in his work. my time Doramar TV, why do you put wood on one shoulder and the sweater on the other shoulder? Amalahu. So Abichuk answers, Talis Shulahisa. It was a borrowed talis. Lahaki Shali, I borrowed it to work in it. Lahaki Shali, I did not borrow it in order to carry something on it, which will scratch it and ruin it. And another question they asked, my time of Kula Orcha Loisaya Marmasan, and why weren't you wearing shoes the whole time? After the water, you put on shoes. Amalahu, Kula Orcha Kazina. The whole Derech, I could see the ground. And be careful not to step on the stones and the thorns. But Bamaya, like a chazina, I can't be careful by water. I don't know what I'm stepping on. Therefore, I have to put on shoes. And the first one explained also, he obviously was too poor to wear shoes the whole time because it'll wear them out. So whenever he didn't have to wear it, he didn't wear it. So on the ground where he could see the floor, so there, he walked like that. But by the water, where he can't see what's under, there he put on the shoes. The next thing they asked, my time he came out to Marla Hizmi Higi the Lenal Mali. Why when you got to the thorns, you picked up your clothing and then walk right through it? Amalhu, Zemala Rucha, you know, skin, it gets a little scratch, it grows back. Vizeh, but something that gets torn, ain't a mala rucha, it doesn't get better. In those days, you have to realize clothing was very, very expensive. And if a guy didn't have money, he had one pair of clothing, that's it. And if he got ripped, that was it. He didn't have clothing anymore. So it was very important clothing. Skin could grow back, but clothing doesn't grow back. And my time it came out tomorrow, the master not give us Kingdom Kashta. Why when you got to the city did your wife come to greet you? Ki'ilu, she's going to, she's all dressed up like crazy. Amalhu, Kadeshla etin ain't be Isha Kharis. Because she doesn't want me to put my eyes on a different Isha. She wants to make sure she looks good for her husband. My, this is the Ika time when a woman's supposed to look good is for her husband. My time I liberation, Vahoda Ayl Mar Basre. Why do you let your wife go in first and then you went afterwards? Then he let us go in. What's pshat? Usually, derech eretz is that it says lo yahalich odom achorei isha b'derech. You don't go behind your wife. You go before your wife. So the Gemara, the reason is like this. Amalu is the answer. I didn't know who you were. Maybe you weren't such good people. And maybe l'shtikol yichud, leave you out. I'll go inside the house and leave you yourself with my wife that I'm scared of. My time, he asked another question. Karuch, my rift, alam, itut, kruchu. Why don't you ask us to come eat with you? So he answered, Mishalom, fish, rift. I didn't have enough food for you. And I'm going to offer you food. You're going to say no, because you see, it's not enough. So what am I doing? All I'm doing is just to offer you food to make believe I'm a nice guy. You know the type of thing, you know, you have a guy, you know, for sure he's not coming to your house. You know, come, eat by me. You have no chance. You're like, no chance you're inviting him. He's not coming, you're not inviting him. You're just doing it. It's Gnevis Das, it's Gnevis Das, and it's like, it's Gnevis Das, and also, it looks like I'm being comforting him, flattering him. So the Gemara says, Mashallah, if you're not enough bread, but I mean, I'm not going to make them have a car stuff for no reason. I really plan on biting him. He's so honest. My time, Yav Mali, Nuka Kashisha, Chad the Rift, Lazutatray, and why did you give one child, the older child, one piece of bread, and the younger child two? Amalhu, Hai Kai Bebesa, the older child is in the house the whole day, and he can eat from what's in the house. But Hai Yav Smek Nishra, the younger one, sits in his marriage the whole day, he has nothing to eat. So this is, he has to be, so he comes home, he's starving. And therefore, he gets two pieces of bread. When we asked him again, my time, why did the rain come first to your wife's side than to your side, to Avichalki's side? So my answer is, from the Itzah, Shrikha Beisa, the wife is always in the house, and therefore, she gives much more tzedakah because she's always around the house. And Makarvin Yosa, not only that, the tzedakah is a better tzedakah because she gives ready-made food. I give money, and that he has to go buy something with it, or go buy wheat and grind it. And therefore, my wife has more schosim than me. Inami, another pshat, another reason why his wife had more schosim. Hani b'yoyin d'ha v'shivusam, anoboy rachmoy d'lamusa. We had these people in our zamaratzim in our area who used to bother us, and I said, Davin, they should die. But she rachmas them. Boy rachmoy d'lahad v'tiyufta. She davin that they should do tshuva. But how do they attack the tshuva? So she has more schosim than me, and therefore the rain fell for her first. More goes further with another ma'isa. This ma'isa is a different grandchild of Chayni Amagel. They also had a big kayach atfila. Chara ha'nechba, Chanan was called Chanan Nechba. We'll see why soon. Barte Dechayne Magalava. Nechba means hidden. Chanan, the hidden one, was the daughter of Barte Dechayne Magalava. It was the daughter's son, the grandchild of Chayne Magal. Kimitzdarach Amal Amitra. When the world needed rain, the Rabbanim used to send little children to him. Used to pull the bottom of his cloak. Abba, Abba, Hamal Mitra. Father, Father, please give us rain. And he used to say, "Betvila Ama l'fenei Kadosh Baruch Hu." So Chanan told Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Rabbanu Shloim, I say b'shvil elu, do bring the rain for these little children." Shem Akirim in Abba the Av Mitzvah, Abba the Av Mitzvah. There's no difference between a father gives rain, the father does not give rain. But my karu lechananech. But why is it called chananech? But Rabbanu Shloim, mach bi'atzves akisei, because he used to cover himself when he went to the bathroom. That's one pshat. Mashal talks about this, but another pshat is that Stam he hid himself by anova. That's what Mashal learns. He was in the first Pshat and Rashi, also something like that, that he was an Anav. He hid himself. That's why he was Zeichem to bring the rain, because he was a hidden person. He didn't flaunt and mefarsh him as mitzvahs. It was called Chanan HaNechba. Or it means that he was Tznias in the Beis HaKisa. So to my right, Omri Rav Jekyll Rav Shafra, Tochazi, Ma Bein Tekifei Darad Yisrael Chsid HaBavla. Come and see what's the difference between the Tzadikim from Eretz Yisrael and Tzadikim of Babel. Chassid of Babel, Rav Hun Rav Chisda, Kiyamistarach Amal Mitra, they needed rain, they used to get together. And the reason they have to get together is because they did everything for Fahesia. They were more Meforsim. Amri Nechnef Adad Vayar Achmei. Let us get together and daven. Efshim Ratzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yisrael Mitra. Maybe Hashem will have Rachmanis on us and bring the rain. And the Rashi's Mavoyer, the Pshat like this, that they needed two people to bring the rain. Why? Because they did not do the mitzvahs in a hidden way. Masha'inke in Tekifei Daris Yisrael, Gring Rav Yoina, Avu Rav Mani. I give you an example about the Sdikim of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yoina, the father of Rav Mani, came and started on the Mitra. When the world needed rain, have a oil lebeisa. He used to go to his house. Bamal Hu, he used to walk at his house and say, "Have a gavalki, give me a sack. I want to go buy some tefuah. I'm going to go buy tefuah." Zuz is a lot of money. It was like, you know, a ibura. He used to buy a lot because it was very expensive. There was a hunger, a famine. And the price was crazy. He said, "Give me a sack, I want to buy some tour." He had enough big labara, and once he went outside, also the koye beduchta amikta, he used to didn't go to the shuk, he didn't go to the market. He went to some hidden place, there was a deep place where he could daven to Hashem. The chesiv said the pasuk, "Ma'akim kerasich Hashem," from the depths, we daven to Hashem, scream to Hashem. The koye beduchta tznia, he went to a hidden place in a valley, u'mechasti v'sak, he uses the sack to cover himself, u'boyu rachamei, and he davened to Hashem v'asim that the rain came. And no one knew. No one knew about this. When himself and the rain came. Kev Oslo, the basis, was coming back to his house. So Amalei, they used to ask him, "I came out of the wood, did you bring back food?" I'm like, "Nah. Amina, how about spiritual? I saw it start raining." So I asked the Rava Kamal, "The price didn't get better. Why should I buy rain? Why should I buy food now? The price didn't get better. I decided not to buy right now." That's the Chassidim Meretz Yisrael. We're there. They could bring rain by themselves because they do They're the good ma'isim toivim in a hidden way. So this is Ramani, the son of Rav Yoina that we just mentioned. Vesu Rabbi Mana Berei have a commentary about Nisia. The people from the Beis Hanasi was bothering him. He went to his cave of his father to daven. He says to his father, "These people are bothering me." And one day, those people from the Beis Hanasi, They were riding by in the horses. One of their horses, the feet got caught in the ground that was near the caver, and they don't want to move. They told them to kabul not the mitzar Rabbi Mani. They knew it because Rabbi Yoina is caver. They told them not the mitzar Rabbi Mani. They cannot move. They were stuck there. Mesu another ma'aser Rabbi Mani. Rabbi Mani have a shir kamei Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yashiv. He used to learn by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yashiv, who was a big tzaddik. Amalei, so one time Rav Mani said, "Asir bechami kamatzarale." The rich people from my wife's family, they bother me all the time. So Rizu said, "Amalei, let them come and eat him." And kachava, they all lost their money. They became poor. So he thought that would help. But then Amalei, he said, "Kadachule, now they're driving me crazy because they don't have any money. They always come collecting by me and they drive me crazy. Get them a panasa." So Amalei, Atu, they got back rich. Another ma'aser with Rabbi Yashiv, Yisrael ben Yashiv, Omar, her money told Ruth and Yasha, let me cabble like in Chibesi. So my wife, she's not Yafa, she's not pretty enough for me. Amalei, Mashima, what's her name? So she, Rav Mani answered, Chana. So Rav Yitzchak Davin said, Tisyafi Chana. Chana should become beautiful. And Tisyafi, she became Yafa. Amalei came back a different day. He says, now, come Gandralei, now, she's bossing me around. She's like Mr. Queen. She's very happy now. She looks very good, and she drives me crazy now. Let her go back to being ugly. And Chitaka turned back ugly. So what do you want to buy? How do you to have that comedy of Rizva Yasha? Two Talmidim learning about Rizva and Yasha. You down for us that we should come smarter. You know, I see that your brachas are always Makoyim. You down for us that we should come bigger to Mechamim. Amalahu, imi hoysa v'shlachtiyam. In the old days, I used to be able to do this. But now I can't do this anymore. That's a Rashi learns. Frank to Mashah, usually when a person gets older, his tefillah is even more makabal, and not less. So the Mashah says, no, that Rav Yitzchak had charata, that he was being matriach on the Eibish to change the teva, which we'll see in the Gemara later on, which is not a good thing. And therefore he said, I used to be able to do this, I don't do it anymore. B'shachti, I sent away the kayach. I don't want the kayach to do it anymore, because I don't want to be matriach on the Eibish to change the Metziasin.